Roanoke's rehabilitative drug court model was the first in the Commonwealth, and 30 similar programs have been implemented across the state since. Senator Tim Kaine believes the program, which allows addicts in the area to meet every other week, is a proven effective way to rehabilitate users and combat relapses. He offered his praise for the program and explained why it was important for him to attend last week's drug court graduation.
To hear folks' stories, to see how Roanoke has done. Last week, the White House rolled out its national drug control policy here in the Roanoke Valley, not because the problems are more severe here than elsewhere, but because there are some really good programs here that are making a difference. And I wanted to come and see it myself, hear people's stories, and hopefully take that back to my colleagues.
There is significant work to be done to combat the issue of drug abuse on state and national levels. Kaine says that overdoses now take more lives than automobile accidents, and he maintains that the drug court model has proven better than most strategies in addressing addiction and recidivism. I'm Kelsey Peters.